Last year, Buffalo police used 300 doses of Narcan to bring overdosing individuals back to life. So far this year, Buffalo officers have pulled out and used their Narcan 170 times. Yesterday, health officials listed the 19th fatal overdose of this year. Politicians, experts, and the public were in the theater grappling with the surge of pills. It was parents like Sandra Robinson, who has lived through years of her daughter's addiction and returns from rehab.
She came home, she started to use again, was arrested. Drug court is an amazing, amazing thing. They've really tried hard, but she was young and she wasn't ready. So she went through drug court, she went through 16 treatment programs, and she finally pleaded out and she sentenced out and she did her time, and now she's down in Florida in another rehab program.
Robinson says it all started with her daughter using pills to deal with depression. Others say they've lived through the long travail of addiction. Charisse Winter was there because people she knows fatally overdosed and wanted to understand what happened.
No, because I didn't think drugs were like in my immediate community, but yes, because she was my age, and like that's crazy to think that someone my age could overdose like that.
Police and other first responders have kept the death toll from rising higher and faster because of the frequent and quick use of Narcan, sometimes several times in one day. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.